I bumped into Romy Fisher last night. I started telling him what we're learning.
Whoa, he was excited about it.
He said what you said, the chat that he gave was unbelievable. So, okay, let's go over what we learned yesterday and we'll try and take a drop further. So the Gemara brought down a machlokes. Rav Yaakov said, Suma is potter from Lema Agadah. I'm just saying pure Chazorah today. And Mirsim will take that further. But after you clear what we said yesterday. Omer Rav Yaakov, Suma potter from Lema Agadah. And Suma is potter from saying Agadah. Potter means potter in Gansin. No chiyuv whatsoever. That's what potter means. Potter from Lema Agadah. In Gansin means totally. Means totally has no chiyuv whatsoever. Suma is potter from Lema Agadah. Shivacha Bavozeh. And says here, regarding to Agadah, it says Bavozeh. And it says regarding the Ben Tzoyimoyah that they said our son, this son, Ma'alalam from the Summa, just like with the Ben Tzoyimoyah. It there means excluding a Summa, Sumin, that they are blind people, or at least one of them, Afghan Pradesh Sumin, a person who is blind cannot, is not chayiv to say that God not chayiv to say that God that's not true. Rama Meimah Shaltin Rabbanah Dreviyitzif. We asked the Rabbanah of the house of Yosef, and Yosef was blind. Yosef was not blind from birth, by the way. That's the running Kedushin said he was not blind from birth. So we asked the people of Yosef, Man Dama Agadze Pei Yosef, who's the one who says over thy God in the house of Yosef? I'm Yosef. And he says, Yosef, Man Dama Agadze Pei Yosef. Who's the one who said thy God in the house of Yosef? I'm Yosef. He said, there was Yosef. So what's the difficulty, Yossi? What's difficult, the fact that Yosef and Yosef said Dagoda? So they're not chayv. Okay, so they're not chayv. So what? I know women stay in the sukkah. Oh, that's the question. How can they make the others? The clue is that you can't be make the others if you are not chayv. Right?
What the others is what?
Yeah.
Mashma, that only if there are other adults there who have to tell them to their children. All everyone he's saying over to are children.
They're not.
Then he doesn't have any. Right. And then he can stay over.
Right, but the house of Yosef and Yosef were grown up people, and he would be the one leading the service. If he was the only one, then it's not a question. Who's the one that says it? Well, obviously, if he's the only one, he's the one that says it.
Because maybe there's
still
an aspect of the child to
hear
from somebody who's
practicing. If there's no one else there, then what's the problem?
What?
If there's no one else there, what do you want? If he's the only adult there, so what exactly was the question?
So let's say,
who's the one that says it?
Let's say there's a single mother, family.
No.
Mother. She has her ears to take over.
Yeah.
And the mother, she's
father. So you're saying, there were two adults there. So the mother had a chiyuv and the father has a chiyuv. So how's the mother going to have a chiyuv? How's the mother Yosef with a chiyuv? With her chiyuv, if Rav Yosef said it? By Shemekah. You're saying right, that as much as there's more than one adult there, there's more than one person as a chiyuv of Vegatar Vincha. And only one guy said it. One guy. That one person said the Haggadah. So had that pater the other people. Pastor Shemekah. You know, the fact that one person says the mitzvah, says the Haggadah, that therefore they exempt everyone else, they're all listening, and then they answer with it. No, we don't say bracha by God. We spoke about it too last week. Why didn't we say bracha by God? You remember? We called us. You don't. Yeah, you've got mitzvah to hear that God. You've got mitzvah to hear that God. So that's the last question. Man don't like God. Very racist. You've got mitzvah to hear that God. parents just sort of keep reinforcing the same way. So that was the question. So if you're telling me that someone's potter, how could he might see someone else? How could he might see the family? Answers the Gemara, Ksavi Rabbanon. These rabbis held, that means the Beit of Nefshis is held, Matzah is only the Rabbanon. Then Matzah is only the Rabbanon. So what? So what Matzah is the Rabbanon? Rabbanon had to help it. So what Matzah is the Rabbanon? So the ship is then Rabbanon, right? So now that the ship is Rabbanon, now a summa can be made to the other people. Now a summa can be made to other people, because since it's only the Rabbanon, a summa can be made to other people. For the moment, we haven't really understood it so far, so much, because all we're saying is a summa, since it's Rabbanon, can be made to, but we thought a summa is not, we thought a summa is potter completely, right? So we have to be machadish that a summa is chayav Rabbanon. Right, we have to be machadish as soon as Chayav Rabbanon, and therefore we might see other people who are also Rabbanon. That's what we have to be machadish. Then now introduce a new novelty into the sugya. The summa is the Chayav Rabbanon.
How come it was just 6 months?
It's a non-starter. If you didn't hold that, you couldn't have the next 3 lines of the Gemara.
There's a hard question to answer. No. Have all that there. You have to work out. Well, do you want everything in article? Then the summit is spoken
at. You know, every little thing they speak out of this, that we create a new field. So the Mepharshim don't have to speak it out.
The Mepharshim who? On the page?
Yeah.
They did. The Tzoyevin speaks out. Do you want someone the Tzoyevin?
No, but it's surprising.
Okay, say that. So that's part of Omar Atayah, which Ramotcha was zeichet to be mechadish to yesterday. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that a tzuma has a chiyuv drabonon, and having we might see other people have a chiyuv drabonon. Michlal.
Automatically
makes the paper in the Rabbanon? Yeah.
Because he said it has to be
published. Right, it has to be published. The whole sipper, he says, has to be in front of the matzahs, and there are no matzahs in Atoya. So my whole sipper's gone away. In Atoya. So it's very good, okay. So the sipper's also to Rabbanon. Rabbanon already is someone can be made to another person. We're now being machadis, as soon as the chiyuv to Rabbanon, he can be made to another. Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Rabbi Yossi is asking on you, and why all of a sudden does he have a chiyuv? Beforehand, if it be the Isa, someone doesn't have a chiyuv. And now all of a sudden he's got a chiyuv. How can that be? It's difficult. It doesn't make sense. It makes a lot of sense once we understand it. But once we understand it, it'll make a lot of sense. But at the moment, it's a difficult to have one. And the Tzoyevin actually asked it. Tzoyevin asks this expression in the Gemara that Giyura Yitziva Ba'ara V'Giyura B'Shmei Tshamayim. It's an expression which means that it sounds completely negative seichel. Which means that's what our Tzoyevin asked. It sounds negative seichel. That what?
Counterintuitive?
Counterintuitive. Yeah. That's a good English word. It's a word that I learned in Eretz Yisrael. Counterintuitive. We never use the word in England as counterintuitive. American word. Counterintuitive. It doesn't really sound like that. Yeah. Anyway, counterintuitive, that was. It's counterintuitive that it seems to be negative seichel. But on the one hand, if Mitzvah Tzitzis Nesayim is the Reisa, then it's Summa's Potter completely. If Tzitzis Nesayim is Rabbanon, then it's Summa's Chayim is Rabbanon. Hapshat is... No? Yes, there we said of all. No, I'm sure I'll speak out. So someone can't have bavos there, so he's not chayav mechlal. But nowadays when we don't have any matzah, and yet we have a takana, we have to save the agada. So al kachah, the takana of Chazal was that now we have our God without the bavos there. But that bubble there. So the male, a normal guy's chayev, because he doesn't have bubbles in it. It's a kind of drabon and you have to say agada. And also a poor guy, a blind guy's chayev, because he doesn't have bubbles there either. Right? Doesn't make sense, Joseph.
Still, this whole night's bar is because it doesn't mean you have a month in front of him.
No.
It's not in the country. But an enactment.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the person who was crying beforehand. Not for a person who never crying before. Does it make sense? Now the person who wasn't crying before, they're going to make him cry now.
No, what's the purpose of making him cry? That was the trigger. What triggers the fear is having before that. If you don't have before that, that's out of the equation. Then you take that out of the equation and now they're crying.
Because that wouldn't change the tzura of how you have to say agada for one guy, for one type of guy. If the tzura of agada is you have to say it with the matzah in front of you, it would not change it and say, you know, a summa has to have a chiyuv even if it's not in front of you. But once this sakana is a sakana which we've been stacking for the whole wide world, that nobody's got the matzah in front of him, so we need to be in the sakana sakana that you're going to be saying agada even without a matzah. So what was the nusach of the sakana? So although bavozeh doesn't apply, you've still got achiyuv. So mamela assume is going to be included in that now. Mamela assume is going to be included in that because the only reason why someone wasn't chayiv is because he can't be mekayim bavozeh, but nor can anyone be mekayim that nowadays. And yet Chazal said you got achiyuv to say that agada even though you don't have bavozeh. So why should the summer be potter? Why should the summer be potter? He doesn't have bubbles there, but nor does everyone else have bubbles there. So maybe the summer is going to be high.
Although you can still argue that the bubbles there means something that you can speak tangibly. So even if you want to say that the masses are abundant, we no longer require you to have the masses of Isa, but we still require you to have masses at the table.
So that's now, the bottom.
Right.
So one might think that
they can't even see that masses.
I'm not seeing the matzah Hashem wants us to see. I'm seeing something that looks like matzah, tastes right. Like matzah, but it's not the matzah.
But even that they can't see. In other words, it still has a matzah derabanan.
This one I've got in front of me is not the matzah derabanan. So there shouldn't be a difference. Yeah? Says the Gemara.
The matzah in of itself, how is it any different? Other than the fact that you need to have a korban pesach in order to, you know, for, because you eat the matzah, you know, korban pesach. There's no more korban pesach.
Right. So
there's
no
money. But what about the extra
that other puzzle that they don't hold of it. They don't hold that puzzle, but they hold that there's a special chiv. Nowadays it's also only together with the common pesach, and unless there's no common pesach, there's no chiv matzah nowadays. That's what they hold. And a meila summa is now chajabon. And a meila chiv davon can be made to davon. That's what it is.
What's Bayim Ahu? What's the word Bayim Ahu? Which day?
The day of the Kama Pesach. They don't have a Kama Pesach. So the Apostle wasn't speaking about that situation. Wants to tell me that it must be that Hashem would want us to stay over Sibi Tuzan now.
What happened
to
the Midbar? What happened to the Midbar after the first day? You had the second.
I wasn't there.
Okay, but I mean.
During the
So that, this whole
discussion. Right. Understood. Let's see. Let's get that. Yeah. So that's what Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshit tell. Fit the Gemara Machnal. If that's true, must be. If Achav Yaakov Shavah, if Achav Yaakov said that someone's completely potter, why should it be completely potter? Should have a chizur avona, right? And he said potter meaning potter completely. So he must hold the matzah is on his right. He must hold the matzah is the right. Because if matzah would be the avona, he would have a chizur. He must be hold matzah is the right. Now that's not true. But Achav Yaakov would hold matzah is on his avona. He also holds matzah is on his avona. He's in fact the one that's brought down the kuchah. He holds the matzah is on his avona. So Mela. He is the mandama that brought down. The Gemara that brings down Rava holds matzah is on a deserite. Rav Yaakov Amar, no, it's the Rabbanon. So Rav Yaakov was the Mara the Shmaitzer. He was the one who was the author of this opinion, and he says the matzah is on a deserite. And yet he says the Sura is potter. Why should he be potter? Says the Gemara, Kesava called the Dikan Rabbanon Kender Isatikur. That when Chazal and Mesakin that you should do Haggadah, he said it exactly like it would have been had it been Deraisa. And if it would have been Deraisa, someone would have been Potter, so to now someone's going to be Potter. That means although for the general populace there's going to be a Chiyuv, because that was the Sakana de Rabbanon. The Sakana de Rabbanon was, imagine as if the Pesach, the Matzah would be Deraisa. If the Matzah would be Deraisa, what would be the Halacha? General populace would be chayav, and the summa would be potter. So in here, the summa is going to be potter because called the tikkun rabbanon can't derive the tikkun. Pei Gemara, that rule called the tikkun rabbanon. Everyone holds on. That rules of the kana regardless. Pei Gemara, kasha. Rav Sheshet Rav Yitzhak Nami Havada he called the Tikkun Rabbanon can derive the Tikkun. Rav Sheshet and Rav Yitzhak must hold on this rule. They must hold on this rule that called the Tikkun Rabbanon can derive the Tikkun. And if they're hold of the rule, so then how can they say a Summa can be mighty someone else? Hurry, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the time of Miyatik of Pesach, a Summa would not have been Chayiv, and therefore he couldn't have been mighty someone else. So now there's a Dwali shouldn't be able to be mighty anyone else. To which the Gemara answers as follows. Hachi Hashtom. Bishlein Hashtom. By the case of the Ben Tzoyamaya. The Pasha could have written Beneinu Hu, this son, who means him. Our son, him. Could have used the word him. Oksiv Beneinu Zeh, used the word Zeh. Zeh has some connotation which means that I can visually see it. So that was someone coming to tell me that Ben Tzoyamaya is only going to be Chayev. If the only chayav ben shemayim, if the parents are not blind, we have an extra word zeh. Shema mina prad sumim. So therefore, we can learn from there that sumim are potter. Prad sumim who the potter. It's coming to tell me that sumim are potter. Aval ocha bahe regarding the korban pesach, ilav bavu zeh. My lichtris. The Torah is saying that you have to answer and say, because of these mitzvahs. So what do you want to write? If you don't write there, meaning these mitzvahs, or the kompesach, or the mat, whatever we're referring to, so what are you going to write? So we have to say there. There's referring to bavor, these things. By Beneinu, I'm saying who we're talking about. I'm saying Beneinu, our child. Cool. This is our child. So here I'm saying because of this we left Mitzrayim, because we were over the Hashem, we left Mitzrayim. So therefore I have to say the word Zeh. If I had to say the word Zeh, then there's no mockery to say it means you have to visually see it. The word Zeh is coming to explain that it's because of the Matzah and Mor. So the Zeh is not coming to tell me they have to see it. Zeh is not coming to tell me you have to see it. Zeh is coming to tell me that Matzah and Mor. So what Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet hold? Why Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet? Why were they able to be mighty the Bnei Bais? Was it because they hold the Matzah Zanah Zeh Rabbanon, or was it because they hold Matzah Zanah Zeh Zeraita?
I don't know.
Because the only reason to say Summa should be Pata is because they're there. It doesn't. Does there mean something else? They're coming to say Babu Matsu and Mori. It's not coming to tell me they have to see it. So maybe you could even hold the Matsu as long as it's right. And that's how on the paper, if you see in the, you see we have the Halacha of Maitre, Shulchan Aruch Rav, brings this down Halacha, the Summa Chayev, the Kriyas, Hagoda, Ibishmiyas, Minatriya. The Summa is Gachir, Minatriya, to say, Nimigina. Why? Because we don't learn the Zeh. Why? Yeah, Menatoyah Vachir says the Agada. Sorry, apologies. Say the Agada. Why? Because they don't hold of this Rosh of Zeh. If you don't hold of the Rosh of Zeh, then even though we hold Matzah as Zan as Ezraite, that's how we pass. Can we pass the Matzah as Zan as Ezraite? The Summa's Gachir Menatoyah to say the Agada. Why? Because the Maskalas of Sugar tells you that. Maskalas of Sugar tells you that.
So I have a question on the rules of Zer Shabbat, because it seems like here we're saying that if a word is extra and out of place, we'll use it, and if a word fits in, you know, then we wouldn't use it. But we see very often that
we're not
that a word
has
I'm using
according
to Shabbat, and we use it, and we use it anyway.
Right, that's the Rashbam, and then you'll tell me if your question is cool. Okay? Don't remember if he explains it in a term of the bottom, and Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks that clearly in a term, the Chiyuv in a term. Proudly swimming, says the Rashbam. Proudly swimming. This is talking about the parents of the Ben Tzoyamoya. Proudly swimming, that says there, since it says there, Mashma Shikiru Priyisai. It's Mashma that you can recognize him, they can recognize him with vision. If she says Yesav, me and I have it. If she says Yesav, me and I have it. There's an English word for such a thing. Euphemism. That means you don't want to say a bad word. So we'll say, me and I. And I mean they've got plenty of lights. Plenty of light means they're blind. So I don't want to say in a bad way.
We had that before.
Saginah, but it's the same thing. Saginah is a translation in Aramaic of Shabbat Abonon, if Shin Shav Yitzhak, they held that Masa Zan and Ezra Abonon. If Achabi Yaakov, who the Hama for Sefer, that I take at the end of our peg, Echzev, Echzev, Abonon. She said, the reason is, because Ke'en, the Reis, the Tikkun. On the same, she did man to reach me this Kayim, Fasu, the second time. Who the reason is, because they are exempt from saying Agada. As the Nami Patos says it now, they're exempt from saying that God. They ain't a mitzvah achim, they're chavosan, and therefore, not only are they part of it, they also can't be mitzvah other people. Right? So we said, Rav Yosef, and she says, one of them has gone, they also have some hold of that, called the Tikkun HaMon Gedra, she says, what do they do about that? She says, this is what they do about it. Well, Matzah Mori Hu Da'asa Lekach, Ani Yerichel, Matzah Mori, why do I eat Matzah Mori? Zecha, Namasha Osoli, Betesi, Mimitzayim. Says the Rashbam, the Pshat in the Gemara, Bavuzeh, Osoli, his explanation why we're eating the Matzah. Doesn't really have to do that, God. Explanation why we're eating the Matzah. Why do I eat the matzah? And why do I eat the maroi? Is zecha the ma she'osu li b'tzeis mitzrayim as a remembrance of what the goyim did to me. Osu li b'tzeis mitzrayim. When I left Mitzrayim.
Who did?
Well, it says osu means they did to me, right? Osu li, they did to me. So it sounds like it's going on the goyim. Maro, we understand that. Maro is definitely going to fit in our lives. And matzah, it depends what the reason of the matzah is. If the reason of matzah is because we're eating lechem oni, then it's referring to all the same things to me. If it's referring to right, that's all the apostle said. Yeah. Yes. Then have, if it's like the apostle carries on about that we left an eight, then it has to be that it's referring to Hashem. Hashem was goel us very quickly in eight.
It's because the mission didn't we have enough time to stick around.
Right, why not? Well, so the prophet says that Hashem took that. So the also the Raman we saw that. Hashem was Goyalas before he managed to rise. But Hashem was Goyalas before he managed to rise. Hey, you want to say in the Rashbam, it means the Mitzrayim chased us out. That's what Osuli. I prefer also to be going about the Mitzrayim because you don't use the word Osuli on Hashem. Okay. So it means
Mitzrayim.
No,
the Gemara
above
gave us the answer to the
Marcus. Yeah. Doesn't say very much in the Mitzrayim. Ashuna Gaula. Ashuna Gaula could mean the speed that we got kicked out because of Mitzrayim, or could be because Hashem redeemed us. Rambam says the Hashem redeemed us before it managed to rise. So the last line, and this is the important line of Rashbam. If Shneishes Rav Yisrael Legomi, they never learned this Gzeri Shava. They never learned the Gzeri Shava. It means they were Makabel. Everyone's Makabel from their Rebbe. What Gzeri Shavas are? You can't make up a Gzeri Shava. So were you Makabel? Were you not? So Yisrael and Shneishes were not Makabel. Now, even if they weren't Makabel, if there means visionary, like we know by Ben Tzoyer and Moira, then we would know it as some would be possible. Because there means you can see it. But they say, no, Baba says, come tell me something else. So the reason I'm making much is because of what happened to me when I left Mitzrayim. But still, what about the Gzeir Shama? By Ben Tzoyer and Moira, there means visionary, and here says there, so maybe we can make Gzeir Shama. That is, they didn't have the Gzeir Shama. Didn't have the Gzeir Shama. Now answer your question. They didn't have the Gzeir Shava. Yes, and the did not, were not Mekabel Gzeir Shava. Ravach V'Yakir was, and therefore Yod Yipata, but Rav Yisrael and Rav Yisrael were not, and therefore they hold your faith. Very good, that's the Maskana of the Gemara. That's the Maskana.
If it was the Gzeir Shava, and there's something to store for it, I mean, would that override their...
So then you would have there we would use for two things that there would tell me for Matan Mori, why am I doing Matan Mori? But at the end of the day I have Xer Shalom. Yeah, Xer Shalom. Hey, it depends on that. We move from the Muslim state, it's all Allah's in Xer Shalom. My Sir Ashram seems to be saying if you would have the hold of Xer Shalom, they would have learned it. Mm-hmm. Since they weren't the cup of the Xer Shalom, they never got the Kabbalah of that Xer Shalom, so maybe they didn't hold of that. The only reason why you could be chayav is because the word there itself means you have to see it. And now Allah says it doesn't, you don't have to see it. Okay? That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Now as I said yesterday, there's no system on the page. Which is a shame. Because there's a lot to talk about in the Sugya. So we ran around Shas a bit finding the system. There are three tases there that talk about our Sugya. We're only doing two of them. There's one in Rosh Hashanah. You can do that one as well if you want, but not in Shir. Because that's like a completely different mahalach, a difficult mahalach. So we're going to try and go through it. Did you manage to get the tases at all? Both of them? Fantastic. Anyone? The first one? We get the first one. Okay, we'll do the first one. There's two tases. So the first thing we get up, you test on this. What's on the base? I don't know. On the base, I think. Right. So the Mishnah there says, talking about the Megillah. Akel, Kserin, Likris, the Megillah. Everyone's cautious to read the Megillah. Chut v'cheshet v'kotten. Apart from v'cheshet v'kotten. And Yehuda was Mashiach v'kotten. Yehuda held that kotten is chayiv with Megillah. It's cautious to read the Megillah. It can be much to other people as well. The print says he doesn't understand it. Yeah. Print says no question. The age of cotton mayu. What type of child are we referring to? If he didn't reach the age of chinuch, my cautious. Oh, okay. Cautious. This is the mission. Cautious. So it's on the right hand side of the page. Kosev, the cotton chinuch. If it didn't reach the age of chinuch, that means this child is less than chinuch age. My time had the mashe. Why is Rabbi Yehuda holding kosher? It says in the last page of Rosh Hashanah, Kol she'ena mechuyu b'dova, whoever is not obligated with a mitzvah, cannot exempt other people, cannot facilitate other people's mitzvahs. So if the child is destined for chinuch, how can it be moitzi bechlal? And if the child has a state of chinuch, my time in the Rabbanan, the possibly, why does the Rabbanan say that this child can't be moitzi other people? Better than the Rechiz Rabbanan, so why can't he be moitzi? Your Rechiz Rabbanan to do the mitzvah. Right?
You have the Rechiz of
he's got a chiyuv to hear the Megillah, yeah, he's reached the age of the Megillah. He's got a chiyuv to hear the Megillah. Right. What would you say?
I mean, we're saying here, it's on him.
Right. Satan thinks on, the chiyuv is on him. Satan all the on the chiyuv of him, as you probably know, it's a big machlik, as we've seen him about the Rashi.
That's why he can see the other people.
Right. Right. Big machlik is Rashi Pesach and Brachas, whether the mitzvah chiyuv is on the father or on the child. But we're going with Tesis to hold the chinuch is on the child. The mitzvah's chinuch is on the child, you've got a chiyuv to the bottom, so you can be nice to other people. Why not? Why do you have to need a dollar? Why do you have to need a dollar? They're coming with the basis of some assumption that you've picked up in your baggage. I don't know. I've got a commandment for Esther that Colton can be at least a dozen. Commandment for Esther. Which we're about to read now. A child can be Moitzi's father, even though the child is Kotzen. The father will be Yotzer with the bracha of the child. Says the first Gemara. The first Gemara. Birchas HaMazon.
That's what we're going
to see. You know, sometimes it is a big miler in people who have never learned anything. And then whatever this is, Gavaldik. But the problem is we've got all our baggage of all things which we know are common coming by the other people, and therefore we can't understand what they're talking about. But it's a command of progression. But he's got to be a chinuch. Oh, so you're asking how can we established there Kegoin, that we're referring to Kegoin Shaokha La'av Kizais Ukebitzah. The child, the father only had the Kizais of Eitzah, the Avashir Diabonim, which is only a Diabonim. The Ossi Kotten, Shechiyuva Diabonim, and Mapik Av Shaloyokha, Elashir Diabonim, and a Kotten is Chai Diabonim, can be Maitzi, a father is Chai Diabonim. He got a child is Chai Diabonim, because he's Chinuch. He got the father had Diabonim, because he only had a small amount. So the child can be Maitzi, the father.
So the same level for the same level.
Oh, okay, so you want to say there's a problem if the child would be a different level of the Jabal.
Yeah.
Maybe you've seen Jesus, maybe that's why you want to say it. But we'll see. We'll see. But right now that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara said the father didn't eat the Shit Raisa. The child did is got a Khir Jabal. So the Jabal, can we eat the Jabal? It's a big thesis. What's on the Jabal on here? Jabal in. In Megillah, why is a child not kosher to read the Megillah? Hey, a child is a Rabbanon, other people are Rabbanon, should be able to be mighty one and another, should be able to do that. Why don't we say in Megillah? Similarly in Sukkah we find a very similar thing. It says, Dama, Ein Kotten Moitzi, Bekriyas Hadal. Katan Kambi might see other people with reading Hadal. Rather, Oinim Achrov Mashu, I don't have the right, Gifosi Mashu Oinim. That means the only way a Katan can read the Hadal is if every word that he says, they'll repeat. Because he can't be might see them with Shemeka, you know, why not? Because it's Rabbanon. And what is it? He is Hadal. What's the Rabbanon? So why can't a Katan be might see the Rabbanon? Same question again. He is late, not so safe. We're referring to a cotton that has reached stages of chinuch. Nevertheless, Rabbana Paso, why? Meshom, Tenekila, Leke Chiyuvim, Chiyuva, Filipigdon, and Rabbana. A Megillah, there's no chiv even for gdolim. The chiv is only the rabbanon. The cotton ain't a mechuyev, ain't a mizrabanon. I feel a b'shar mitzvahs. A cotton has no chiv even mizrabanon regarding other mitzvahs. So he only has a chiv of mizrabanon for other mitzvahs. Let's talk again for the Yisraelim. Yisraelim, the Lailah Mai becomes Shagir Lechim. The Afilah Aki Pasha Abana. Why? Shem the Megillah Lech Achiva Achila Shalim El Medra Abana. The Chiv of Megillah for grown-ups is Medra Abana. Bekotten Ein Mechuyev El Medra Abana Afilah B'Shah Mitzvah. A Kotten is not Mechuyev other than a Chiv Medra Abana even regarding the other mitzvahs. Ubegodoil leke elo chadrabanon b'megile. By a godol, there's only one reason why he's a drabanon. Shabisham mitzvah zuchayev teraisa. Says Tosfos, let's weigh it up. This is what Bishur was saying before. Let's weigh it up. If we regard, look at a godol generally has a chidraisa drabanon. Generally by mitzvahs. Right. Come megile drabanon. Why? Because megile drabanon. So he's down one down drabanon. A cotton generally has no chiv d'raisa, it's only d'rabanon. So now come Megillah, there's now a d'rabanon on a d'rabanon. It's called train d'rabanon. His whole chiv, generally his whole chiv to do any mitzvah is d'rabanon. And now we've got a mitzvah d'rabanon to do a chinuch d'rabanon, to do a mitzvah d'rabanon.
Why would you do all this?
This is a trey rabanon.
This is called trey rabanon. Yeah, why? For him. For him. He's got a chinuch d'rabanon to do a mitzvah d'rabanon.
Right.
A gadol has a mitzvah d'rabanon.
What is a gadol?
A mitzvah d'rabanon to do megillah. Generally, by other mitzvahs, he's shaking lulav. Shaking lulav. A god has a chiv d'raisa to shake lulav. That's it. A chiv d'raisa to shake lulav. A katan has a chinuch d'rabanon to shake lulav. So, different level. Now we come to Megillah. A god only has a d'rabanon. A katan has a chinuch d'rabanon to do the mitzvah d'rabanon.
So it's a lower.
It's a lower day. There's two reasons why it's d'rabanon. Right? Even if it's the d'raisa, then it'd be d'rabanon. Because you don't have chinuch. And anyway, it wasn't a derisive, anyway, any drabonon. So you've got two reasons why he's a drabonon. That's called trade drabonon. Place is in the ghetto hall. Trade drabonon can't be mighty. Hey, chodo drabonon. That's what says all. Because not the same level. You have to have the same level
ever,
here.
When would he ever have? When would a young guy have one rabbanus?
Bring your mother. So how can we have a Gemara in Brachos telling me that a cotton can be moitzi a gadol? Why they're not equal? Answer is there are some that the cotton et kedei tzvia. So how many rabbanus does he have? He was sacrificed, satiated. So if he would have been a grown up, he would have had a chiyuv d'raisa. So why is he only got a chiyuv d'rabbanon? Because of chinuch d'rabbanon. And the father didn't need the shir of kedei tzvia. He wasn't satiated. So he only had the kibetzos. So he's also only a d'rabbanon. Now how many d'rabbanons are there? One and one. One versus one. So one can be much the other one. But here, where the whole mitzvah is d'rabbanon, and he's also got chinuch d'rabbanon. So you got two reasons why it's in Jabonon, it goes down in Hashivas, and may the Kami might see something else. Those of you that go to Rabbi Solomon's Hilchos Shemus Maitzis, do you find very similar thing there? Very similar thing there. There's something which has got two reasons to be Jabonon. You can't be Mapish Shemus Maitzis from that on something which has got one Chi of Jabonon. Why? Because something's got two reasons to be Jabonon. is less of a chiyuv than something, which is one reason to be darbanon. Right? It's just in a lower than.
Benching for the
yes.
Benching for the child, even though he's eating more than he's eating the shiur
tzviya,
why don't we say it's also an aspect of
chiyuv? It is.
The chiyuv is only chiyuv.
Only
chiyuv.
Nothing else. Just enough. If he would have been a grown up, he would have achieved the right. So it's just enough. That's all it is. So it's one drabbana versus the father's one drabbana. So the male, one against one, he gets it. That's equal. Amalahi the Bechzah Mazayin. This is like you were singing. Amalahi the Bechzah Mazayin. Amalahi the Bechzah Mazayin. Mari Shakot and Ochid Beishvir. Ta'av Achiyuv Adaraisa. Meleka Ela Chod Rabchad Rabbana. There's only one Rabbana. Umapik Av Shalai Ochal Ela Shir Rabbana. Umapik Av and he's making a father Shalai Ochal didn't eat Ela Shir Rabbana. Only a Shir Rabbana. So made a very good. So he says, I've got everything good. Worked it all out. You want to know why a cotton can be mighty a gozzle by Megillah? Two Rabbanon versus one Rabbanon. A cotton can be mighty his father by benching because he actually see on the father. Then it's a made a one against one. Beautiful. What's that got to do with Tzachim? Faith the Gemara, Pink says that Kasha. Or Mikal Makim Kasha. So the Kalmina on the Gemara in Tzachim says, if she's the Yosef, on me I got the Belel Tzachim. If Yosef and she's said that God on Pesach Day the night. Or my Tzin Acherin and there were mighty other people. Why? Shilasavi, Matzah is on his head, Rabbanon. So the old Matzah nowadays is Rabbanon. Great to trace of the Gavaldic Akasha. A few Masha Perashi, come to I've explained. Kasha, Hechi also Inu. How could they have a trade Rabbanon? They're two Rabbanons. The Gosha and Hashish, there's two reasons why it's Rabbanon. Number one is Matzah is on his head, is Rabbanon. And number two is he's a Sumo. So two reasons why he doesn't have the bundles there. Two reasons why he's not going to be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipis, Sipis, Mitzrayim, and Atoyah. One reason is because, anyway, we don't have matzah nowadays. So the whole world is only Drabon. But besides the whole world being Drabon, he's got another dimension to this. He's a Sumah. Another reason why he's got bubbles there. Another reason why he can't be Mekayim bubbles there. So another reason why he's a Drabon. So he's got two Drabonans. He's two reasons to be Drabon. So how can he be mighty somebody that has a Chiyuv right? How can you? Not a Chiyuv Drabon. One Drabon.
But you're assuming that they would hold that they're not, that they are Pusser, the Raisa.
Who?
Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef.
They're certainly Pusser the Raisa, because the Matzah nowadays is not the Raisa. So no one's got a Chiyuv the Raisa. But besides that, they're also blind. If they're blind, there's another reason why you're not going to be Chiyuv the Raisa. Because a blind person can't see above that.
That's only if he holds by them their Shabbos.
No. The Gemara starts off with the Gzei Shalom, Rav Achim Yaakov. Yeah, he has the Gzei Shalom. And then along came the Gemara and said, what do you do with the Gzei Shalom? So it says, it's Drabono. It's all Drabono. Okay, so at that stage it's Drabono. Everything's answered?
Everything's
lost? Yes, then they talk about it. So it's not. Because at that stage, now a Sumo can't say Babuzet. Why can't he? First of all, we don't have the matzah in front of you. And second of all, because, maybe that's what you mean by the Gzei Shalom. Because there's another reason why he can't be Chayv the Raisa, because of the Gzei Shalom. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's two reasons why someone's not going to be Chayv.
Mm-hmm.
A general populace, there's only one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have two Drabonim, versus one Drabonim. So I've got Hazak Ma answer, stop a matzah is not a Drabonim. How's that help you? How's that help you? How could they, who's two Drabonim, so some are possible in our God, some is possible in our God, I have been a big man. And they were mighty other people, the Chayv Amir Drabonim, at least Chayv one Drabonim, the next Mu'elachad Drabonim, they have with them only one Drabonim. the Suma or the Mikotin. The Suma is better than the Kotin. The Kotin can't be mighty, since he's two Dabon, he can't be mighty one Dabon. The Suma, even if he's two Dabon, can be mighty a one Dabon. Can. Sarei Nischayev Kvar, sorry about the punchline being cut out. So Nischayev Kvar Midoraisa, he's already been once Chayev in our Torah. A summer before he became blind, he was in the Parsha, the Torah spoke to him. So he was already Chayev. Now he doesn't have a Chayev, now not only Drabonon. So there's such a Drabonon which the person was in the Parsha. He was not Mufka from the Parsha, he was in the Parsha, then we'll allow a two Drabonon be Maitre one Drabonon. Right. Says were born good, and then they became blind.
By somebody who was born blind,
somebody became according to this status, somebody was born blind wouldn't be able to be mighty. But the reason why Rachel and Shazer could be mighty because they were once Chayim and Atur. That means they were once the Torah spoke to them and said, "Yeah, you saved our God." So you said, "I got now I can't because I can't see." And other people also do Abonim. But I'm a two do Abonim. No, you're not. We ignore the fact that you're two do Abonim versus one. We say such a thing doesn't make a difference because you are in this parasha of our God.
They didn't have to love their eyesight and they were already beyond the
Kamesha, really.
Yeah. Come on, stay outside for later.
No,
what?
Versus
then we don't have a difficulty. There's one against one. Why shouldn't it be a difficulty? The rule is whatever it's Chayav Drabonon. The problem is when it's not equal. When it's not equal, you've got two against one. Do we say that makes is a factor? So says Taisho, since you were once Chayav, by this difference of a two Drabonon versus one Drabonon, that doesn't matter.
With them, though, with these.
We're saying that even though he's two, but we're looking like two plus, like he's closer to one. So. So what I'm saying is, in the case of a custom of, say, a grown-up convention, you can say also that one through Rabbanan is not really, he's a bardock. Maybe his Rabbanan should be a Rabbanan.
I am what you're saying, but...
And therefore, it's not just one-on-one. Because this is only a custom, he's not a bardock, so okay. Chai is a bardock.
Cut out. I hear what you're saying, but it's not true. It's not true. It's this subtlety of you being two Drabonim. So if there's one Drabonim, on that, this subtlety we're willing to enact.
One by one.
There's no reason to there should be any problem. No reason to enact.
That's how they held. They never learned the Gezer Shavu. Rav Chasis, Rav Yosef. They never made the Cheshbon that this is a double and because I'm a
double. Yeah, you're saying that you're not Shkonos like Gemara. I'm saying right. I come to the conclusion of the Gemara, it never stopped.
But
they held it some time and I said the place was saying in the Gemara though before we got to the conclusion Gemara was willing to say that they held the Matzah is under Drabonon and because that could be mighty. She's got a question, it's two Drabonons against one. How could it be mighty? It's two Drabonons against one. Answer is if this subtlety is two Drabonons versus one Drabon, we're not bothered the fact that you're two because you were once high. I want to point out
that's a cloud
because it's a cloud in pieces. We'll see there's other miles and answers. I want to point out an important point that inasmuch that a Summa would be Chayav Drabonon and everyone else would be Chayav Deraisa, we wouldn't say, well, since you were once Chayav, you were able to relate to other people. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying here. As much as... it's only once you're both Drabonon, that one slightly less Drabonon than the other one, but this Drabonon, we're going to ignore the subtlety. But... in the case of directors, somebody who is not Chayav now is not going to be able to make something else irrelevant if he was once in the past. Yes or not? That's irrelevant. So that's just a thesis in W. Chet from Megillah.
Temporary one. Suppose somebody like temporary blind because he got,
Coming up on Tuesday, I want to just clear up this. So coming up on Tuesday, we have the Tuesday question. In the Gemara, it says that Rav Yosef could be mitzi other people, even before we knew that Rav Yosef was saying that some of kind of prayer. Even before we knew that, Rav Yosef held that some of his Rabbanim could be mitzi other people. Why? Because everyone else is only chai Rabbanim. Is the question why? Rav Yosef had two reasons to be Rabbanim. He both can't have bubbles there because the matzahs aren't Yosef, and he can't have bubbles there because he's a son. There's two reasons why he should be Rabbanim. How could he be mitzi a god that only had one reason to be Rabbanim? The answer basically is that since once upon a time, Rav Yosef and Ashishas could see, and they would have been characterized, such a person is already in the parasha. Chazal say don't make differentiations between one Rabbanim and two Rabbanim. And they say you're always going to be able to be mighty other than other person. Other person is Rabbanim, you can be mighty. Here's a Ramah Aleph and Thesis, which you have to see, you haven't seen yet, you should prepare it, Chabdal and Amdalis. It's a very similar idea. Just end off with a little verse in the Chief Pasha. It's to do with Mikates and Vayigas. The guys together, the funny thing in the end of last week's Pasha, in last week's Pasha, the funny thing, that there was a story about Binyamin going down to Mitzrayim. And his father, Yaakov, refused to allow him to go down. Why? Because maybe an option will occur, maybe some action will happen. So Reuven said, listen, Daddy, I'm going to be mechayev to bring him back. And if I don't manage to bring him back, then two of my children should die. The Yaakov said, well, choy shaita, that's a silly choy. Well, his kids are my kids. Well, so my two kids are going to die. It's my grandchildren, so you think that's what I want? So I'm not going to accept that. So they stayed around a bit longer until their mommy's desperate, and the other said, listen, I'll take you a Christ. If I don't bring him back, and the boy, even if I don't bring him back because of an illness, if I don't bring him back, I'm going to be executed. One of the words is, from this world and next world, I'm going to be excommunicated. I'm going to completely give up. And indeed, as we know, in the cave, as they're bringing him out, the bones are rolling around in the cave because he was managed not. He wasn't allowed in Oyelam Abba because of what he said. Although he did bring that Binyamin, but because he accepted on himself such a thing, even as tonight, Kilas Tzadik is coming. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him to get back to get into him. And Yaakov accepted that. Okay, fair enough, off you go down to Mitzrayim with Binyamin. So the question is, and the same question again, Yehuda wasn't the son of Yaakov. He didn't bother Yaakov that his son is not going to be in Eilam Haba. Why is it any better the fact that Yehuda accepted upon himself that he won't go to Gan Eden than Reuven accepted so his children will die? Why should I make Yaakov more acceptable to understand the same Binyamin? When you say Yehuda, you're a fool. What, you are not my son. It doesn't bother me. It's a very important verse that the Shem Shmuel says in Pasuk Chetzar, early on. He said, why was it that Yaakov was only willing to send Yehuda down if Yehuda accepted even Einsim, even something which is like an onus, something which you wouldn't be able to face, an animal attacking you or kill Binyamin, I'll go to Eidim, I won't go to Eidim Haba. Even something which is Einsim, he accepted upon himself. And like we know, in the end of Baba, you can say, look, Yehuda, this exposure, and then the whole story was an onus. And Yehuda said, I accepted for myself a Christ to bring him back, even for Einsim, and that's why I'm getting involved here. Why did Yaakov insist on such a crazy clause in this tonight? He said an important thing, so the person has kichos nelon. A person has certain kichos which are hidden deep inside him, and they'll only be brought in the forefront if he's on the road. Because sometimes you'll find a lion chasing somebody, and the guy will have kichos which he never dreamed about, to run away, to climb trees, to fight the lion. Kichos he never dreamed about. Why? Because he's on the road. So these kichos came forth without realizing he had them, the gainful bit only comes forth when a person realizes that he's got nowhere to turn. That's when he realizes. So Mamele Yaakov insisted that you should know, I'm going to insist that you're going to not go into Ein Haba, even for instance. Why? Because then Yehuda will use his tremendous koichos that were deep inside him to make sure Binyamin will come back. What Yehuda would have thought was an onus, meaning, I can't do anything about it. But once you know there's no psoint, and once you know that onus, you're going to go to Gehenna for it, then what was an onus, what looked to you like an onus, all of a sudden you're able to overcome it. And that's why Yehuda, Mamish took a stand in his passion. Mamish fought Yosef to see his nephew's Mamish. Why? Because he realized, I need to use these curses. And these curses came forth, naturally maybe even. They came forth because he knew that's where it was. So it's all the same, that's what Shemesh Mol says. It's all the same thing. Friedman says about why Yaakov said that Yosef was the Reuben was a B'chosh Yosef. Because much you haven't given everything up for it. So you're there four children. I'll give up two of my children. Of course, two of my children is a tremendous Kefir's Nefesh. Reuben had four children. He said, I'll give up two of my children. Imagine you're keeping something for yourself, then you're not giving everything. Then those Kefir's Nelamim won't come forth. The Kefir's Nelamim only come up when you're on the road. So I've had two kids, it's like, crazy thing, but I won't achieve those Kefir's Nelamim. I won't achieve your Kefir's, because it's still left, you're leaving something back to yourself. You have to give it all. You have to give your whole thing. As soon as Yehuda said, I'm giving up this one and the next, I'm giving everything, I'm giving my whole thing for you to save Binyamin, then Yaakov was sure that those kriyas in Elamim will be used, those hidden kriyas will be used. So the message is that often a person feels, I can't do it. And it's true according to his day-to-day life. There's no way he can do it. But a person with kriyas, he has these inside kriyas now. Often it'll only come out when a person is against the wall. But if a person knows he has them, then you can sometimes use them even when you're not getting through. A person knows he's got these kriyas. If it be, he's got a chiyuv to learn this. He's got a chiyuv to learn this sugya. As much as you know you have a chiyuv to learn this sugya, and now it comes night time. I'm so tired. But if I had a real chiyuv, and if I knew that if I didn't learn this sugya, then learning that something would happen, I would use these kriyas. So that's to try and bring out those kriyas even when he doesn't have that against the ropes. Because every person inside him has these added kriyas to use. So we should be able to use these kriyas and be able to conquer Shas and everything else.